Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council held urgent talks Sunday on the surge of violence in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian and Russian jet fighters have bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. The United States, France, and Britain called the emergency session to prepare to pressure Russia to end the attacks. The assault, missile strikes, barrel bomb attacks, and artillery fire flattened buildings, leaving streets filled with debris. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power accused Russia of barbarism.
Nobody has to convince the United States of America of the danger posed by terrorists. Our citizens are often priority targets all around the world. But when Russia is espousing fiction, we have to call that out. What Russia is sponsoring and doing is not counterterrorism, it is barbarism.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon did not leave any doubt as to his opinion.
International law is clear. The systematic use of indiscriminate weapons in densely populated area is a war crime.
Ban Ki-moon. British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday his government has to do more work before it triggers the formal procedure to start its exit from the European Union. He said once that is done, Britain will not let the process drag on. Suspected U.S. airstrikes in southeastern Afghanistan are believed to have killed a top commander of the Pakistan Taliban and several of his partners. The attack took place in Paktika province adjacent to the Pakistani border. Rais Khan, also known as Azam Tariq, and his son were among those reported killed. This is VOA News. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican candidate Donald Trump face off in the first of three nationally televised debates Monday in Hempstead, New York. The Clinton-Trump showdown is likely to be one of the most watched events of the U.S. presidential campaign. Trump supporter and advisor Rudolph Giuliani says Trump is ready.
Trump is doing great. He's being himself, and that's exactly what we all want. And that's what I've always wanted from a presidential candidate. I want to know the man. I don't want to know what somebody created behind a podium or some psychologist told him to say or some pollster told him to say.
The debate could have an impact on the outcome of what has become a very close race for the White House. Meanwhile, the two candidates planned meetings Sunday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Videos released by police in Charlotte, North Carolina, show a confrontation between police and a black man who was shot to death Tuesday. The two videos from body cameras and dashboard cameras were released Saturday. One of the videos shows Keith Lamont Scott getting out of his car, turning to his left, and standing briefly in a parking lot before being shot by police. It is not known for certain what else was going on that caused the shooting.
No justice, no peace!
A fifth day of protests against the incident was largely peaceful, as protesters chanted Black Lives Matter outside a football game in Charlotte. The Miami Marlins baseball team says pitcher Jose Fernandez has been killed in a boating accident. Michael Hill is the president of operations for the Marlins.
I don't know if there's words to express, you know, how I feel. It's a tremendous loss, and my heart goes out to his family.
The U.S. Coast Guard says the 24-year-old Fernandez was one of three people killed Sunday in a boat crash off Miami Beach. Officials say the 10-meter boat they were in had a severe impact with a rock jetty. Here is Captain Lionel Reyes of the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue.
Upon arrival, the fireboat found the vessel to be on top of the jetties on the north side towards the entrance of the Miami Harbor. When the fireboat arrived, they deployed two divers who immediately found two bodies underneath the vessel and then found an adjacent body on the south side of the jetties.
Fernandez was born in Santa Clara, Cuba, and defected to the United States with his mother and sister when he was 15 years old. He was selected to the annual Major League All-Star Game in 2013 and 2016 and was the National League Rookie of the Year in 2013. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.